Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal. Flags off 5 Amrit Bharat Express trains from 2 states. Prime Minister says development of eastern India is essential for a developed India and centre is working towards this goal. Delhi police cyber team busts an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arrests 8 cyber criminals. European Union set to hold emergency meeting in Brussels tonight after US President Trump's tariffs over Greenland issue. IMD forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Dense fog conditions to prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. And in men's cricket, Virat Kohli scores a century as decisive third and final ODI between India and New Zealand underway in Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal today and flagged off 5 Amrit Bharat Express trains from 2 states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometre-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor aur nayi rail sevaon se Assam ke logon ke liye nayi sambhavnaye taiyar hogi. Main Assam ki janta aur deshvasiyon ko in mahatvapurna pariyojanaon ke liye badhai deta. Jab prakruti surakshit hoti hai to uske sath avsar bhi paida hote. Pichle kuch varshon mein Kaziranga mein paryatakon ki sankhya mein lagatar badhotri hui hai.
The Prime Minister also flagged off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. He emphasized that expanding rail connectivity benefits both social and economic levels. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off 3 Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of eastern India is essential and the Union Government is continuously working towards this goal. He said his 2-day program in Assam and West Bengal strengthened this resolve. Mr. Modi observed that Bengal has immense potential for waterways and the Union Government is working on this as well. He remarked that these are the pillars on which West Bengal can be developed into a major hub of manufacturing, trade and logistics.
बंगाल में वाटरवेज के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हैं केंद्र सरकार इस पर काम कर रही है या पोर्ट लेड डेवलपमेंट के लिए जरूरी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बनाने में भी मदद दी जा रही है थोड़ी देर पहले पोर्ट और नदी जलमार्ग से जुड़े प्रदेश का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन हुआ है ये पश्चिम बंगाल के विकास भारत के विकास के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है ये वो पिलर है जिनके ऊपर पश्चिम बंगाल को मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ट्रेड और लॉजिस्टिक का एक बड़ा हब बनाया जा सकता है
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghat, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road overbridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The vessel will support urban river mobility, ecotourism and last-mile passenger connectivity along the Hooghly River. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Joyram Bhati, Bodo Gopinathpur, Moinapur new rail line and a new train service between Moinapur and Joyram Bhati. Later, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Sengur, Prime Minister Narendra Modi mounted a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress. He alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. The Prime Minister emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens.
मेरा निरंतर प्रयास रहता है कि बंगाल के नौजवानों किसानों माताओं बहनों की हर संभव सेवा करूं लेकिन यहां की टीएमसी सरकार केंद्र सरकार की योजनाओं को आप तक ठीक से पहुंचने ही नहीं देती टीएमसी तो बंगाल के लोगों से अपनी दुश्मनी निकाल रही है
The Prime Minister also highlighted the centre's efforts to honour Bengal's cultural icons. He said, Parliament and the people of India had commemorated the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram, composed by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay, calling it a guiding mantra for building a Viksit Bharat.
Bangla Bhasha aur Sahitya bahut hi samriddh hai. Bangla Bhasha ko... क्लासिकल लैंग्वेज का दर्जा भी तब मिला जब आपने मुझे आशीर्वाद दिया बीजेपी के सरकार के प्रयासों से ही दुर्गा पूजा को यूनेस्को ने कल्चरल हेरिटेज का दर्जा दिया है गुरुदेव रविन्द्रनाथ टैगोर के शांति निकेतन को विश्व धरोहर का दर्जा मिला है
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's primary objective is to achieve self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He was speaking at a programme held at the Medium Calibre Ammunition Facility established by Solar Industries in Nagpur. On the occasion, the first production consignment of the Pinaka guided rocket was dispatched in the presence of the Defence Minister. Mr. Singh said that exports of Pinaka missiles developed at the facility have already begun and several countries have shown interest in procuring them. Nominations for the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed tomorrow. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. In Chhattisgarh, an encounter between security forces and Maoists has been continuing since yesterday in Bijapur district. Two more bodies were recovered from the encounter site today. With this, the total number of Maoists killed in the encounter has risen to six, including four women Maoists. Security forces have recovered a total of six rifles from the spot, including two AK-47s, one INSAS rifle, 2.303 rifles and one carbine. Government has debunked a video circulating on social media which claims that legal minimum wage will not be determined under the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the viral claim is misleading. The unit added that there will be no reduction in the wage rate paid to workers and legal guarantee of employment will continue as before. PIB has further urged the citizens to always rely on official sources for accurate information. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to News at 9. Delhi Police cyber team has busted an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arresting eight notorious cyber fraudsters. According to the Additional Deputy Commissioner of Police, Abhimanyu Poswal, the gang's modus operandi involved luring people into fake investment schemes by contacting them via WhatsApp calls. He added that the main handlers were operating from Cambodia. Mr. Poswal said that they have recovered 10 mobile phones, 13 SIM cards and multiple bank accounts from the accused.
7 नवंबर 2025 को हमारे पास एक कंप्लेंट आई थी।
A complaint was received on 7th November 2025 based on which an FIR was registered. A team was formed that used technical surveillance, digital forensics and money trail analysis. The team found that total transactions in the case amounted to 4 crore rupees within 14 days. All the bank accounts identified in the case were found to be linked with 63 NCRP complaints from across the country.
All over country se link mili hai.
The crime branch of Delhi police has dismantled an international drug syndicate leading to the seizure of psychotropic substances valued at approximately 5 crore rupees in the international market. According to the Delhi police, the arrested individuals are Nigerian nationals. Police said it was revealed during the investigation that the accused were supplying psychotropic substances in various areas of the national capital and adjoining states. The crime branch said further investigation is underway to identify other members of the syndicate and trace the international network involved in drug trafficking. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be on an official visit to India tomorrow at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed's third official visit to India since assuming office as president and his fifth visit to the country over the past decade. The trip follows recent high-level exchanges, including visits by Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in September 2024 and Dubai Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum in April 2025. The European Union, EU, is set to hold an emergency meeting in Brussels today after US President Donald Trump announced tariffs on 8 European countries over their opposition to a potential American acquisition of Greenland. Ambassadors from all 27 EU member states will deliberate on the issue. We have a report.
President Trump earlier announced in a social media post on Truth Social that 10% tariff would take effect on 1st of next month for Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the tariffs would rise to 25% on 1st of June and would remain in effect until Greenland is sold to the US. Trump stressed the strategic importance of Greenland for US security and its rich mineral resources. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has called the move completely wrong, while French President Emmanuel Macron described it as unacceptable. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said tariffs would undermine transatlantic relations and risk a dangerous downward spiral. Meanwhile, several European countries have deployed troops to Greenland at Denmark's request. With Comedy's report, Renuka for Akashwani News.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh tomorrow, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. In West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim, also dense fog conditions will remain. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 338 runs set by New Zealand in the third ODI in Indore, hosts India were 277 for 6 in 43.2 overs when reports last came in. Virat Kohli has scored a century and is leading India's chase as the team struggles to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 overs. The 53rd edition of the World Book Fair concluded this evening. Organised by the National Book Trust, the 9-day fair witnessed a participation of over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. Our correspondent reports that bringing stories, ideas and cultures under one roof, the fair attracted readers of every age group from curious children and enthusiastic youth to seasoned senior citizens. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal. Flags off 5 Amrit Bharat Express trains from 2 states. Prime Minister says development of eastern India is essential for a developed India and centres working towards this goal. Delhi police cyber team busts an interstate investment fraud syndicate, arrests 8 cyber criminals. European Union set to hold emergency meeting in Brussels tonight after US President Trump tariffs over Greenland issue. IMD forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Dense fog conditions to prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. And in men's cricket, Virat Kohli scores a century as decisive third and final ODI between India and New Zealand underway in Indore. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.